and securities, or the rendering of personalized investment advice. Due to various factors, including changing market conditions, the information discussed in this broadcast may no longer be reflective of current positions or recommendations. While information presented is believed to be factual and up-to-date, Josh Jelinski and Wealth Quarterback do not guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. The tax and estate planning information discussed is general in nature, is provided for informational purposes only, and should not be construed as legal or tax advice. Listeners should consult an attorney or tax professional regarding their specific legal or tax situation.
Securities offered through American Portfolios Financial Services, Inc., APFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Wealth Quarterback, LLC, which is not affiliated with APFS.
Talk Radio 77 WABC. Wake up with the Fox News Rundown. Weekday mornings at 5 on 77 WABC. A deeper dive into the biggest and most controversial stories, using the reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full perspective on the stories you need to know, going far beyond the headlines and providing daily commentary on some of the biggest issues of the day. The Fox News Rundown. Weekday mornings at 5 before Bernie and Sid in the morning. Listen on the 77 WABC mobile app, the beacon of freedom. 1071 WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays, and 77 WABC, New York. News now.
Georgia, the focus of national politics. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. All eyes remain on Georgia's two runoff races that will determine which party controls the U.S. Senate. Republican incumbent Senator Kelly Loeffler, Democratic opponent Raphael Warnock, debate tonight in Atlanta.
Democrat John Ossoff says he, too, will take the debate stage and field questions, despite his opponent, Republican Senator David Perdue's refusal to agree to a single debate ahead of next month's Senate runoff election. Instead, Purdue's campaign says they will take their message of what's at stake if Democrats control the Senate directly to the people. And that is exactly what we saw from him and Senator Loeffler last night with the help of President Trump at his first rally since the election last month.
Fox's Charles Watson, the head of the U.S. vaccine development effort, is urging people to not let their guard down against the coronavirus. Dr. Monsef Slowey says we'll probably not see an impact from the vaccine on the most vulnerable people until April or May.
It's absolutely vital that everybody, A, take comfort in the fact that we have light at the end of the tunnel and find the energy in that to continue to wear our masks, distance, wash our hands, pay attention to what we're doing to make sure that we are there by the spring to benefit from the vaccine.
Slowey on CBS's Face the Nation. President Trump has tweeted that his attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive for COVID-19. The president also wished Giuliani to get well soon and added that Giuliani is the greatest mayor in the history of New York City. And much of California is preparing for a new stay-at-home order that bars restaurant dining, shutters salons, and limits retail in an effort to curb surging coronavirus infections and hospitalizations. America is listening to Fox News.
Joan Hamburg here, and you and I both know chocolates are love. And Manhattan's oldest chocolate house, 97 years, they are fantastic. Lie-lachocolates.com. They make everything fresh, small batches, dark-coated chocolate orange peel. It's legendary. Dark chocolate almond bark butter crunch. Go to li-lachchocolates.com. Christmas, Hanukkah, just hello. And they're certified kosher. Lie-lachchocolates.com. Lie-lachchocolates.com.
Here's what's happening at Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Every Saturday night at 10 p.m. after Cousin Brucey, it's Saturday Night with Tony Orlando. Listen as Tony takes you behind the music. Tony Orlando, a name you'll always remember, a voice you'll never forget. Saturday nights at 10 after Cousin Brucey on Music Radio 77 WABC.
And that's what's happening at Talk Radio 77 WABC. The holidays are here, and it's time to help. This year, Talk Radio 77 WABC and Talk Radio 1071 are teaming up with Cohen Children's Medical Center, a proud partner of Children's Miracle Network, for our second Radiothon, Friday, December 18th. All the money raised will stay right here to benefit the children and their families of our community. Go to WABCRadio.com or text the word HERO to 51555 to donate today. WABC Traffic and Transit.
Traffic delays in Westchester County on the New England Thruway southbound approaching the New York-Connecticut state line. A crash in the left lane. Heavy delays from exit 3 on the Connecticut Turnpike. Bronx River Parkway in Yonkers. A crash on the shoulder southbound by the Cross County. And on 287 in Greenberg eastbound approaching exit 5. It's an accident. One lane blocked. Headed across the Manhattan Bridge on the upper level into Brooklyn. Police activity in the right lane. Minor delays for the Hudson River crossings. From the Ramsey Mazda Weather Center, clear skies tonight, low near 30 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cool, a high near 40. And on Tuesday, lots of sunshine, high near 40 degrees. I'm Tom Rogers, Talk Radio 77 WABC.
Power of information at your fingertips. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now. Here's what the 45th president thinks of Christopher Hahn.
They've gone a very different path. It's a much different group. They have guys on there that are so bad. They have people, I call them the twins, is Chris Hahn and
well, that's they just hired a bunch of Democrats, so they can be fair.
No, he works for Schumer. They're Schumer people. Chris Hahn
Well, it's nice to be recognized. This is Christopher Hahn, the aggressive progressive on 77 WABC.
Good afternoon, America, and welcome. This is the Chris Hahn Show on 77 WABC, coming to you live from the greatest city on earth, New York, New York. The truth is on the air, and truthfully today, America, I am live, and I am taking your calls at 1-800-848-9222. That's 1-800-848-WABC. If you want to be part of the national conversation, pick up the phone and give me a call. Man, there's a lot to talk about. The Chris Hahn Show opening rant is brought to you by Bola Market, your neighborhood convenience store. Well, I guess I got to change courses since I now know that Rudy Giuliani, a man who's on here earlier in the day and a man who I have sparred with famously over the years, has COVID-19. And I'm going to say, I hope he gets better. I don't want to see him die. I want to see him lose. But, if there is any reason to take this more seriously, watching all of these brand name conservatives who have been pretending that COVID-19 will just go away on their own, come down with it, has to say to you, take it seriously. Now, I'm sorry that Rudy got it, but Rudy has not been behaving within the COVID protocols. Let's be clear. He rarely is seen wearing a mask. He is rarely seen social distancing from people. And now he's come down with COVID. And quite frankly, he is not a young man. He is not a healthy man. So I am praying for the guy. But I'm hopeful that many of you listening to this show right now, many of you who are fans and followers of Rudy Giuliani, will take COVID-19 seriously. We're in the end game here, people. The vaccine's going to be approved this week. It was approved in Great Britain last week. It will be approved in the United States of America this week. By June, the vaccine will be in the arms of about a third or maybe half of the United States of America. You want to get it now? You want to die from it now? We're in the end games here. And I get it. The holidays are coming up. We're all going to have a very difficult conversation with our family about what we're going to do this holiday season. I know I'm going to have it. It was a very difficult conversation for me over Thanksgiving. It's going to be even more difficult for Christmas because my mother hosts Christmas. I host Thanksgiving. It was very easy for me to cancel Thanksgiving. It's going to be very hard for me not to show up at my mother's house on Christmas Eve. Yes, Christmas Eve. Yes, I'm Italian. Most people don't even realize that. Yes, Christmas Eve. That's our thing. But I want you all to take it seriously. I also want you all to be very careful who you're sending your money to. I don't know if you watched the Trump rally in Georgia last night. I did. The grift continues, America. I know many of you listening to me right now have been supporters of Donald Trump for the past 4 years. I know many of you would like to see him win this election, which he already has lost. There has been over 270 electoral votes certified across this country. He has lost the election. But yet they're still raising money as if there's some way they could win. It's a big grift. Don't get caught up in it. It will not succeed. And they're not even spending the money you send them on the legal challenge. They're just putting it in their pocket. America, we got big problems. They're very clear. When name brands like Rudy Giuliani have COVID-19, it should send a shiver down your spine if you haven't been taking it seriously because of the example, the poor example that the president and people who support the president have been making. Time to get serious. You don't want to be the last one to die of COVID-19. And that's the Chris Hahn Show opening rant brought to you by Bola Market, your neighborhood convenience store. I'm live. And I'm taking your calls at 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to John in Rockaway, New Jersey. John, how you doing?
Good, good. Listen, I'm not so sure Rudy has it. He's lost 30 lawsuits. Maybe this was a way for him to get out with being so embarrassed.
You're saying that this is a way for him to gracefully exit? I just look. John?
Yes.
I hope you're right, okay? I hope this is just his way of saying, I can't fight anymore on this because I'm losing and I'm being embarrassed. Watching him with his drinking buddy in Michigan earlier in the week was pretty ridiculous. I mean, honestly, I don't know what was funnier. In fact, I think the actual live event of this woman testifying was funnier than Saturday Night Live. Okay. I do. I think I love Cecily Strong and I love the imitation she does of the drunk woman you met at a party, which is basically what that woman was. But man, it was just comedy. Don't you think?
You heard somebody laughing out loud in the audio.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy to see that. But no, I know he's probably looking for a graceful exit. But these guys won't give up the grift. So thanks for your call, John. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Michael in Queens. Michael.
Hey, Chris, how are you? May I have two quick rants?
You can.
I called up another show and I mentioned if Donald Trump is forced to leave the White House, and he runs again in 4 more years, he will be 78 years old and roughly 6'3" and 280 pounds.
Yeah.
How many people do you see walking around with those dimensions? And they hung up on me.
I'm not going to comment on his weight. I will say I will say this, Michael. There is a conspiracy at this station to get me fat again. I have lost all my COVID weight plus an extra 8 pounds since August. And every single person at this station today is eating McDonald's. And I love McDonald's French fries. And this whole place smells like McDonald's French fries. Sorry, McDonald's, you better sponsor me now. Sorry, Michael. Go ahead. What's your other point?
Been a registered Republican. Never.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
But every couple of years, they send me a notice in the mail asking for a donation.
Yeah.
Now, if Trump likes to brag how rich he is, why don't he fund his own campaign
I'll tell you, Mike, it's a grift. The Trump campaign, all of these things being out there, the CPAC, the variety of Trump-related political action committees, are a big grift. I was on Fox News on Friday. It went viral. I don't know if you saw me with Matt Schlapp. Didn't go as viral as my Rudy hit. But it went pretty viral because Matt Schlapp was talking about the Nevada lawsuit, which was thrown out like an hour after I was on the air with him, and how they were going to knock out 39,000 votes in Nevada. And I said, Matt, it's time to stop the grift. It's time to level with the American people and be honest and say you lost. And live to fight another day. That's what I say. Live to fight another day. Be the loyal opposition like I was the past 4 years. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Steve in Manhattan. Steve, how you doing?
All right, Big Chris. And apparently the swamp is America's version of the black hole of Calcutta. Let me just talk on a few subjects here because I want your ratings to go through the roof, okay?
My ratings are already through the roof, Steve. I am
but
the highest
me calling
rated
show. Your show. Me
I'm
calling
the,
your
this
show.
This is the highest rated hour on WABC. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I haven't seen any numbers, but I'm
guessing
based on the number of calls I get.
Yeah, but with me calling in, your ratings are going to go through the roof.
All
listen,
right,
and during the afternoon and the weekdays, I'm not going to be calling them no more because they're getting mad about that. They're giving Jennifer a hard time. But that's a good strategy. Ban the best calls to talk radio. That's a real.
Well, you're not really being a
Trump,
great call right now. You got to get to the
Trump,
point, Steve.
Trump. Okay. Right. With Trump now. Trump is not a street guy. We've heard Curtis say it. I've always known it. They really set him up in that first debate with Wallace, Chris Wallace. He looks like him and what's his name? McDonald and Pee Wee Herman are triplets.
Yeah.
But the thing is, Trump, when they said the supremacist thing to him, they knew he couldn't react to him. They were setting him up. It was a diversion away from Black Lives Matter and Antifa.
I'm trying to figure out where you're going with this. Go ahead. One more point,
well,
quick.
Then you're not intelligent enough to have a conversation with
Steve,
me.
Steve, I got like 90 people trying to call into the show right now. So make your points.
Okay. Well, the thing is, the thing with Antifa and Black Lives Matter, it was a diversion when they called him the supremacy thing and they demanded that he denounce it. That was nonsense going on. Black Lives Matter, Antifa were burning, looting, and pillaging.
Okay. I've had it with this guy already. I'm hanging up on him. And now he could call another show and say how I hung up on him. He's making no point. He's rambling, and he thinks he's the best caller in the world. He reminds me of Imus. Imus thought he was a great radio host, and maybe he was like in the 1960s, but he sucked at the end of his career. And I know he's dead, and I shouldn't be spitting on his grave, but God, I couldn't listen to the guy the last 5 years of his life. I actually couldn't listen to him ever. I always thought he sucked. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Scott in Miami, Florida. Scott.
Yes, good afternoon, Chris. Thank you for taking my call. You know, COVID-19 may be killing lots of Americans, but you know what? Americans' freedoms and the American economy has been decimated. Main Street has been obliterated.
Yeah.
Big Brother's watching our every moves. I'd like to furthermore, the American economy has been forced to commit suicide over this
COVID-19. Yeah, Scott, you know what? They shouldn't have had to been forced to commit suicide. We're the richest, most productive nation on earth, and the United States Congress and the President of the United States should have gotten relief to people who are losing their jobs and losing their businesses like they did in every other country on the planet. We are going to emerge from this weaker than Europe because Europe took the steps necessary to protect their businesses. We did not do that, especially with Main Street small businesses in this country. It's the president's fault. It's why he lost. It's Mitch McConnell's fault, which is why I don't understand how Donald Trump goes down to Georgia and campaigns for Mitch McConnell to be in the majority. Mitch McConnell is the reason why Donald Trump lost the state of Georgia, lost the state of Arizona, and lost the state of Wisconsin by just 20,000 votes or 10,000 votes in each of those states. Because there was no stimulus to protect small businesses, and the president needs to lead on those things. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Ted in Forest Hills. Ted!
Yeah, is it ever possible for Democrats to tell the truth?
I always tell the truth, Ted. I have never lied to you.
I don't believe you.
Why don't you tell me the lie I told, Ted?
In the Ukraine, the President Trump said, you guys get it straight in the Ukraine. He did not say that you'll get $1 billion if you do this.
What are you talking about, Ted? You know, you're asking me if I'm telling the truth. Why don't you bring something up that I said that you think is a lie? You can't, because I don't lie to you. I tell you the truth as I see it. That's why I'm here, okay? Man, you know, I came in. I was driving into the city today, and I said, I'm going to try to be calm and nice to the callers all day. I'm going to try to keep an even keel and just live and let live. But I get these ridiculous, dumb calls where these guys are calling me a liar and then talk about somebody else's statement. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC.
The power of information at your fingertips. Download the 77 WABC mobile app now.
Baller Market, your neighborhood convenience store.
Chris Hahn here to tell you about my favorite place to go for a quick convenience item and to fill up my tank. Bola Market. There are over 200 stores throughout the area. Ebola is an amazing operation. The bathrooms, they're like being in a five-star hotel. They got really great food items. Some locations have gourmet delis, Burger King's, Pizza Hut, and other brands you know. And they all have exceptional coffee. The staff, well, they all look like they actually work there. Can you imagine? Some places you go to, you never know for sure. Stores are always fully stocked. Their apples and bananas look like they just arrived off the farm. My regular Bola items include a hot cup of coffee every time I go there. Bola is really special with stores in Nassau, Suffolk, Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, and Northern New Jersey. There's probably a store near you. Check out Bola.
Bola Market. Talk about convenience. They're your neighborhood convenience store.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite health expert. Don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. Thousands come to me for advice about their disappointing performance in the bedroom. I urge men everywhere to try Noxetril, the powerful male pill that will transform your life. Well, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. Don't take it from me. Listen to some satisfied partners.
I'm Jennifer, and ever since my boyfriend started using Noxetril, our life in the bedroom is incredible. His performance is so satisfying. I can't stop smiling. Thank you, Noxetril.
Hey, Sue, you got my husband off the couch to try Noxetril. It's like we're teenagers again. It really works.
Noxetril, the revolutionary formula developed with the highest quality natural ingredients. No more prescriptions. It's like Viagra on steroids. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-480-8352. That's 800-480-8352. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-480-8352. That's 800-480-8352.
Guys, 2020 has been a roller coaster year, so spoil her this Christmas by giving her the next best thing to wearing nothing at all. With soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas. Exclusively from Pajamagram, America's PJ experts for nearly 20 years. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. She'll love slipping these on every night because the texture and touch of naturally nude pajamas is so soft and luxurious, they'll melt away her stress. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Check them out at pajamagram.com. And right now, when you order today, you'll get a great deal. Free gift packaging. That means you don't have to wrap a thing. Get her naturally nude pajamas and get your free gift packaging today before this deal disappears. Just go to pajamagram.com. It's fast, easy, and delivery by Christmas is guaranteed. That's pajamagram.com.
We are New York, talking about what matters to you on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, it's the aggressive progressive, Christopher Hahn. What
I'd find. I love it. You know, it's funny. Allison Road, the first radio demo I ever made, this was the bumper. It was like 10, 15 years ago. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC, if you want to be part of the national conversation. Pick up the phone and give me a call. And by the way, if you want to listen to us on Alexa, simply say, Alexa, enable the 77 WABC skill, and then you can listen to me wherever the government and Alexa's listening to you. So just say, Alexa, enable the 77 WABC skill. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC, and I'm at Christopher Hahn on Twitter. I was told by this 23-year-old social media consultant that for a guy who's been on national television as often as I am, I have a pitiful Twitter following. So please follow me on Twitter, at Christopher Hahn on Twitter. I do have the most Twitter followers of any local host on this station, though. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Albert in Brooklyn. Albert, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
How's everything in Brooklyn today?
Everything's nice and cool. Just wanted to point out something. I've been listening to you, for about 20 minutes now.
Okay, good.
Could
you say that again? Because the station manager just walked into the studio, and I want him to know that you've been listening for the entire show, because I've only been on for 22 minutes. So.
Right. Yes. I'm on for about 20 minutes, I guess. I'm on from the start. I just wanted to point out something that I noticed. I could be mistaken. Every time somebody says something pro-Trump, like, you kind of just shut them down for some reason. I don't know why.
Look, I don't shut people down because they say something pro-Trump. I shut people down because they say things that are kind of ridiculous. that are out of left field that have no basis in reality. See, I know that there's a lot of non-reality-based radio programs out there. I try to make my place, my show, a safe space for actual reality, not the false reality that all these other conservative hosts want to point you to.
That's a people's opinion, you know?
Like no. I'm not even talking about opinion. People could have an opinion about anything they want. It's when people start coming up with facts that are just completely fake that I just shut them down, Albert. And quite frankly, I would love to have a good conservative call in and have a conversation about issues. And I have a feeling that in like 3 months when Trump's gone and Biden's in the White House, we're going to start having real debates about real issues again. I actually was talking to everybody who was walking in here. I haven't pulled any audio since I've been working here at WABC in March. I actually haven't, you know, on my syndicated show, I haven't pulled audio in like 4 years. I haven't had to because Trump has dominated the news to such an extent that I can just go on and talk about whatever he's been doing and then talk to callers about it. And that's a pretty good show. I think in like 6 months or so, I'm going to actually have to work a little harder at being a radio host like I used to back before Trump, back in like 2015, before he came down the escalator. I used to plan out my shows, man. I used to plan them out. I'd have different clips, different cuts. And then when Trump got on the scene, I'd be driving to the studio and he'd tweet something ridiculous and everybody'd be talking about it and I have to change my whole thing. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Ernest in Rockland County. Ernest, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for calling.
Listen, that guy, I am a Trumper, and I study the Constitution, and I would like to have a conversation with you at any time. I just want to make 2 points today.
Go ahead.
One is about COVID, and it's simply a question, and I wonder if anybody has been up on the WHO's, if you Googled SARS, you would see this question, because you don't seem to have the answer, and I'll ask you that. And the other one is about the 1776 Commission, which Trump just established, and that's to simply stop the distortion of our founding.
So I know that the conservatives think they have a line right to the past to understand the founding of this country. You know what the founding of this country means to me? There were some brilliant people who understood that things change and that we had to have a country where the laws were constantly interpreted and rewritten to change with the times. Trump and conservatives, it's not really Trump, honestly, because Trump is just, he's not really capable of understanding this. It's funny how these strict constructionists or originalists always come up with the answer that is right in line with conservative policies whenever they try to interpret the Constitution. But go ahead, Ernest. What's your point?
Well, I'll get to that in a second, because the first thing is the question, if I may, sir. And
yeah,
I'm being completely
quick.
Respectful to
yes,
you, okay?
Yes, you could definitely be. You're being very respectful, but you're taking a lot of time, and there's a lot of callers.
Okay. The first, up on the SARS website, here's the question. What is the prophylaxis? Do you know that, sir?
What is
the prophylaxis?
What is this, Jeopardy? I don't even, condoms?
No.
I don't know. I need a condom sponsor. If there's a condom manufacturer out there, I will promote safe sex across New York City for a fee. Okay? What is he talking about, the prophylactics? Am I wrong? I think that's, you know, I mean, I remember doing that class when I went to college. They taught us all about it and the woman with the banana. It was fun. Oh, how to prevent a disease. Here's how you prevent a disease. Stay away from people for a couple more months. It's gonna be okay. Nobody really wants to see you all that bad anyway. Yeah, wear a mask. It's a face condom. Did that go out over the air? No, why not? That's good material, Jen. You should have taken credit for that. It's a face condom. It's okay. Nobody wants to see the bottom of your face anyway. Most of us look better in a mask. I'm sure most of these people calling me right now with all these crazy things who don't want to wear masks, they put a mask on, they do a lot better with the ladies. That's what I'm just saying. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Ray in Howell, New Jersey. Ray.
Hi, Chris. Listening to your show, enjoying it, even though I don't agree with anything you're saying. But anyway.
Good. I'm glad you enjoy it, Ray. I'm glad you enjoy it, though. I do.
Yeah, I am.
And by the way, I want people who disagree with me to call in with smart comments to have a real debate.
Sure, sure, definitely. So here's my question, right? And I don't know if you know this because I've been looking it up. I've called my county office, right? I asked them, what is the mortality rate in my county for COVID-19? They tell me they cannot tell me that information.
I don't know the county. I don't know the county by county mortality rate.
Okay.
I don't even know I don't even know what county Howell, New Jersey's in. But I would tell you that the overall mortality rate is less than 1% of people who get it. But that said, when millions of people get it, you're going to have thousands of people die. We had 3,000 people die almost in one day last week. That's 9/11 on one day. Ray, if Al-Qaeda was chopping people's heads off at the rate people were dying of COVID-19, we would all be losing our minds right now about it. Yet we're just like, oh, no big deal. It's just grandma and grandpa dying and some people who are a little overweight.
So let me ask you this real quick. And not to the extent of COVID, but thousands, like 60,000 people died of the flu each year, right? A lot of them are
elderly. Not 60,000 people. Wait. Let me just correct you, okay? You're being great. You're fine. But I got to correct you there. It's not 60,000 people dying of the flu each year. The worst flu year maybe in the last 30 years was 60,000 people. It's not 60,000, more like 12,000 people. But go ahead.
Oh, no, look it up.
I've looked it up. I've looked it up on legit websites.
I just looked it up in the CDC for 2017 to 2018. It was anywhere from 40 to 60,000.
I don't think so, but go ahead. 34,000 last year. Okay.
If we want to prevent all these deaths, then they should lock up people too for the flu then. Because
you
got to
actually touch the particles with the flu. It's not as airborne. We have immunity through the flu shot. There is a real protocol here. We have a protocol for COVID-19. Look, you think I like the lockdown? You think I like this? I mean, I like it a little bit because I am kind of antisocial, but I don't like it. I miss going to ball games. I miss going to concerts. I really do miss going to concerts. I go to a lot of concerts. All right, Chris Hahn, I'm here till 5. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC.
Listen to Talk Radio 77 WABC on your Echo device. Tell Alexa to play 77 WABC.
77 WABC. Fox News, I'm Ann Carrick. Some Christmas treats and supplies are headed to the International Space Station. SpaceX launching a newer, bigger version of its Dragon supply ship today, marking the first time the company has two capsules in orbit at the same time. The cause of a mysterious illness affecting U.S. diplomats in Havana, Cuba in 2016, no longer a mystery.
Their symptoms ranged from intense headaches and dizziness to cognitive difficulties. On Saturday, a report by the National Academy of Sciences revealed that directed microwave radiation was the likely cause. While no energy source was named, the State Department commissioned study said similar research took place on that type of injury in the old Soviet Union. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, now testing positive for COVID-19. Word coming via Twitter from the president. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, it's Chris Hahn here to tell you about my favorite place to go for a quick convenience item and to fill up my tank, Bola Market. America, they've got over 200 stores throughout the area. Bola's an amazing operation. Their bathrooms, let me tell you something, clean bathrooms should be very important to you, especially right now, going through what we're going through. And their bathrooms are like checking into a 5-star hotel, and I'm not joking about that. They really are. They've got great food items. Some locations have gourmet delis, Burger Kings, Pizza Huts, other brands you're familiar with, and they all have exceptional coffee. The staff, they all look like they work there. You ever go to a convenience store and not know who's working there, who's a customer, and who's robbing the place? No, you'll know that at Bola. They're there. They look like they work there, and they know what they're doing. And their stores are always fully stocked. Their apples and their bananas, they look like they just fell out of the tree. Whenever I go to a Bola, I pick up a hot cup of coffee because it's always fresh. They rotate it regularly. It's great. Check it out. Bola's a really special place. With stores in Suffolk, Nassau, Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, and northern New Jersey, there is probably a store near you. Check out Bola.
Talk Radio 77 WABC.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Investors like appreciation with high cash flow? The Federal Reserve is boosting real estate markets now with super low long-term interest rates. And where we build, it's booming. Founded in 2006 with a 15-year track record, NRIA gives you steady cash flow backed by $1.2 billion of new construction development. NRIA is accepting investors for our Class A real estate fund. You'll receive reliable 10% return electronic payments, passive tax-deferred income with bonuses to 21%, on prime residential buildings. You're inflation protected with large rental buildings and diversified in 18 prime real estate developments, avoiding stock market risk. Call us now and do the math on our prime developments. See for yourself. NRIA. Come do the math. It works. Just call 201-210-2727. That's 201-210-2727. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by a private placement memorandum. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Returns are annualized. National is a real estate development firm. See us at NRIA.net.
Here's what's happening at Talk Radio 77 WABC.
You can listen to WABC wherever you go. Don't miss a minute of the latest news, local weather, traffic, your favorite shows and podcasts, and the latest essential information. Download the 77 WABC app on your smartphone today.
And that's what's happening at Talk Radio 77 WABC. Long Island and 107.1 WLIR. Welcome to the family. Talk Radio 77 WABC. We are New York. Talking about what matters to you on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, it's the aggressive progressive, Christopher Hahn. And the cat's
in the yeah, baby. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. If you want to be part of the national conversation, Chris Hahn here with you till 5 o'clock. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter if you don't get your call in today. At Christopher Hahn on Twitter. If you tag WABC in your tweet at me, I'll make sure I answer you as long as you're being nice. Look, I don't want you to be the last person to get COVID. Wouldn't it suck? I mean, wouldn't you? Like, you get to heaven, you'd be like, man, they're putting shots in people's arm. You don't have to get it anymore. Why couldn't you just put a mask on? 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Joe in Brooklyn. Joe.
Hello. This is Chris. You speaking to me?
I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you.
Hey, listen, Chris, first time listener. And I like your that you like to speak to people with reason and make sense. I'd like to say one thing no disrespect, but for you to compare this COVID to 9/11 is ridiculous.
Joe, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is that we're getting the same amount of deaths almost on a daily basis now as we did on 9/11. You know how much change we did voluntarily after 9/11 because of what happened to 3,200 people and two beautiful buildings in downtown Manhattan? We changed a lot. I mean, 3,000 people a day, and people won't put a mask on.
Ridiculous. You're right. But the point is, they choose to be ridiculous. 9/11, no one chose to go to work that day and have to jump out. I worked across the street.
Brother, I worked for Chuck Schumer on 9/11. I was down there, like, days afterwards. I know how bad it was. I dealt with a lot of the fallout, including the commodities exchange fallout. It is a It was a travesty. And as a New Yorker, I think it was one of the worst days of my life. But what I'm saying is we took significant action to respond to that travesty. And we're not anywhere near that. And Joe, there's only one reason for it. There's no leadership from the president. He decided to divide us over this virus rather than unite us in fighting it. George W. Bush, for all his faults, united us as a nation against the people who came at us on 9/11.
Chris, may I make a point? Then what about, so you're saying that 80% of the leaders of the rest of the free world aren't good leaders because
they're better leaders than ours.
It's not all his
fault. Joe, they're better leaders than ours. They're controlling it better than we are. They're getting their people to do the right thing. Yeah, I get it. Everybody's tired of it. I'm tired of it. I want to go see Billy Joel at the Garden. Okay, I wanted to go see Green Day at that giant stadium over the summer. I'm tired of it. I'm absolutely tired of it. But it's almost over. We got to take it seriously. We need some leadership. We're going to get that leadership in 5 weeks. 1-800-848-9222. Let me go to Fitz in Union City, New Jersey. Fitz, how you doing?
How are you, Chris? This is the first time listening. I really like your show, and I you know, big shout out to your listeners.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I wanted to ask you a quick question. We all understand, you know, the political truth, personal truth, and objective truth. What is it that you think that the people who support Trump? What is it that makes them so attractive to a guy that doesn't really even care about them? He only cares about himself.
I think they just want to hear what they want to hear, man. And sometimes it's hard to get through to people who just want to believe what they want to believe, even in the face of the truth being thrown right at them, like COVID-19.
So it comes down to like a personal truth, because there's certain truth to them wanting to believe him.
Yeah, well,
it becomes a personal truth, but it's not objective.
Yeah, it's not. It fits. The problem is that thanks to the internet, thanks to social media, we can all have our own truth. And, Jesus said, "What is truth? Is mine the same as yours?" That was profound 2000 years ago. That is reality almost today. It's kind of ridiculous. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Oh, Annie in the Bronx. I haven't heard from you in a while, Annie. Annie, how you doing?
How you doing, Chris?
I missed you, Annie. Where you been?
I've been okay, sort of.
Okay.
Upset that my world has been stolen. I'm watching, and I'm listening to you talk about how you miss concerts and everything.
I do.
Absolutely. I mean, I break down sometimes when the reality washes over me like cold water, that something that was just happening maybe just a year ago,
yeah,
it was a reality. But what I want from you, because I know you don't have much time, is just a request.
Go ahead.
One of the things that I like about you the most, which I think is the best thing any talk show host of any particular mindset can say, is that question everything, including myself.
I do. I tell everybody to question me.
That allows me to forgive just about anything I disagree with you. So all
well, you got to listen to the end of the show to hear that, and I'm glad you've been listening for the entire hour, Annie. That's good stuff.
No, but you always say that, so I appreciate that. But what I'd like for you to do is to take that advice and to apply it to COVID.
Oh, Annie,
to apply
Annie.
Just give me a moment.
No, go ahead.
Please. To apply it to COVID and apply it to technology. Forget left and right. Apply it also to human nature. COVID, in my opinion, and just hear me out, is not going to go away. Why is that? Because of this malleability, and it is now universal. The ability to control both left and right, things and powers that don't understand,
Annie,
people in high places.
Annie, let me cut you off because I got a lot of callers, and I want to respond to you because you make a good point. Have I questioned COVID? I have absolutely questioned COVID. I question advice given to me about COVID. I question the way governments have reacted to COVID. I'm going to hang up on you, but listen to me. I think that there are some things that progressive mayors and governors and lawmakers have done wrong with COVID. I think that leadership cures a lot of things, right? So I would never have said you can't go to church if I was running something. And I know, look, I'm not running anything, and I know how hard it is to run things. I would have tried to get the church leaders to understand what was going on and have them voluntarily change the way church happened. We have a First Amendment in this country. The Supreme Court ruled 5-4 2 weeks ago about the limitations on church. I kind of agree with that ruling, even as I'm a progressive, and I don't go to church anymore, frankly. But I think you got to lead. You got to say, okay, look, people are dying because they're sitting in rooms together for a long time. Can I get the Pope on the phone? Can I get the Cardinal on the phone? Can I get the religious leaders from the other religions on the phone? Can we all come to a consensus that we've got to do things a little differently for a little while until this is passed? Could I then come up with some additional funding for groups that need it so that they might want to do different things? I don't think that's happened. So, yeah, I've questioned a lot during COVID. But I think that we're near the end here. And we've got to just take every precaution, no matter how ridiculous it might sound right now. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Russell in White Plains. Been holding on for a while. Russell, how you doing?
Hey, we're supposed to be at the end 8 weeks after it started. And, Chris, you know what else George W. Bush said? The Constitution, it's just a piece of paper or something like that. So when you quote George W. Bush,
I'm not quoting everything he said. I worked for the Democratic Senate Majority Leader at the time he was president. Clearly, I didn't love everything about him. Trust me.
Okay, I want to point out, you might have heard Steve of Manhattan's feelings. He's a really historian of talk radio.
Steve, I don't want to hurt your feelings, Steve from Manhattan. You know,
okay, he'd be a real good guest host. I just wanted to put that out there.
What are you, his cousin? 1-800-848-9222. Steve's cousin. Why didn't he just come up? I'm Steve's cousin or his agent or something like that. I don't know. He's his cousin. 1-800-848-9222. Let me go to Ellen in Piedmont. Ellen.
Hey, Christopher. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing good, and I agree with you. The coronavirus is going to go away. It really is.
It's gone.
I believe it's
gone by August. We'll all be going to the beach.
Before then, bro.
I hope to God.
I
Ellen.
Do too. But
Ellen,
I heard you say you wanted to see Billy Joel in concert. Well, honey, I want to see the original Piano Man, my Elton Hercules John.
I have seen Elton Hercules John in concert several times, including twice with Billy Joel, by the way. And yes, I wanted to go to his farewell tour as well. And it's just going to look, we're going to get there. We're all going to get there together. It's going to be great. They should have a big free concert in Central Park at the end of the summer next year. We should start planning it right now. We should have Elton John, Billy Joel, Green Day, Metallica. Who else should we get? Let's get everybody. Let's have a big festival. Okay, I'll be in charge. I'll book all the bands. You know, because this, look, maybe Central Park is too small. Okay, well, maybe we should do it at Jones Beach or something. We're going to have a big multi-stage, like Woodstock-type concert. The end of the summer, we'll all go. It'll be free. Yeah, COVID aid, we'll call it. We'll call it post-COVID. PC. We're going to have the PC concert the end of the summer. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. Who do we got here that looks good? Let me go to Jonathan in Southampton. Jonathan, I don't get this question, but we'll see what happens.
My man, Chris, what's up? What's up?
Southampton, baby.
You got it, buddy. Hey, listen, so just I've been following it. I work in medical sales across the country. I work a lot of hospitals. And people, suffering with COVID. You know, every state is so different. Like, even Vermont had like 2,000 cases, like 60 deaths throughout the whole pandemic. New York City was terrible. I kind of blame more local state opposed to federal, and I do work with the federal government. I'm a contractor for the federal government, so I know how the federal government works. I mean, President Trump, I'm not so much a supporter, but I'm not against him either. I try to keep the country united opposed to division.
Yep.
I think that's what makes, unfortunately, the divided country, we've lost as a superpower. So hopefully one day we unite again. But anyway, going back to the COVID.
I agree, man. We've got to be united. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC.
The latest news, behind-the-scenes videos. Get it all now. Like 77 WABC on Facebook.
Bull Market. Get it. your neighborhood convenience store.
Chris Hahn here to tell you about my favorite place to go for a quick convenience item and to fill up my tank. Bola Market. There are over 200 stores throughout the area. Bola is an amazing operation. The bathrooms, they're like being in a five-star hotel. They got really great food items. Some locations have gourmet delis, Burger King's, Pizza Hut, and other brands you know. And they all have exceptional coffee. The staff, well, they all look like they actually work there. Can you imagine? Some places you go to, you never know for sure. Stores are always fully stocked. Their apples and bananas look like they just arrived off the farm. My regular Bola items include a hot cup of coffee every time I go there. Bola is really special with stores in Nassau, Suffolk, Queens, Brooklyn, Staten Island, and northern New Jersey. There's probably a store near you. Check out Bola.
Bola Market. Talk about convenience. They're your neighborhood convenience store.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite health expert. Don't mind me as I interrupt your radio program. Thousands come to me for advice about their disappointing performance in the bedroom. I urge men everywhere to try Noxetril, the powerful male pill that will transform your life. Well, I don't want to say I told you so, but I told you so. Don't take it from me. Listen to some satisfied partners.
I'm Jennifer, and ever since my boyfriend started using Noxetril, our life in the bedroom is incredible. His performance is so satisfying. I can't stop smiling. Thank you, Noxetril.
Hey, Sue, you got my husband off the couch to try Noxetril. It's like we're teenagers again. It really works.
Noxetril, the revolutionary formula developed with the highest quality natural ingredients. No more prescriptions. It's like Viagra on steroids. Call now and find out how to get a free bottle.
Call right now and get your free supply. Call 800-480-8352. That's 800-480-8352. It's like Viagra on steroids. Improve your sex life with your free supply. Call 800-480-8352. That's 800-480-8352.
At home with Robert, retired burglar and family man.
Carolers, that's the holiday spirit. Speaking of which, SimpliSafe Home Security is having a huge holiday sale. Right now, you can get 40% off a new system and a free camera at simplisafe.com/holiday. That's 40% off, the system U.S. News named the best of 2020. SimpliSafe protects your whole home 24/7 with monitoring by professionals. The sale ends soon, so go to simplisafe.com/holiday for 40% off and a free camera today.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I think this stuff works. I don't seem to have the highs and the lows. You know how sometimes you get real slow and low during the day? And I'm a type A guy, so I go a lot. And I'm more alert, and it seems like I don't seem to feel famished. And it's not very expensive. And the idea of having that freeze-dried or that nutrient in that capsule, and who's going to eat all those vegetables? You know, most of us don't eat right anyway, so whatever the science behind this, I think Balance of Nature is a great idea, and I'm going to probably stay with it until I drop.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code WABC.
We are New York, talking about what matters to you on New York's Talk Radio 77 WABC. Now, it's the aggressive progressive, Christopher Hahn.
All right, little spin doctors. 1-800-848-9222. 1-800-848-WABC. A few more minutes left with you here today. I'm ready for it to be over, too. I get it. I sense your frustration. 1-800-848-9222. Let me go to Patrick in Long Beach. Patrick, how's everything in Long Beach? I love Long Beach.
Hey, freezing.
Yeah.
Oh, really? I'm on Pine.
Nice.
Beautiful city. I work in the healthcare field. I just want to comment on Trump and how he's done. I really feel like, because I know a few callers called in and they're like, how could you vote for him? Or how could you? When it comes down to it, his rhetoric is absurd and horrible, but he has gotten things done. I just wanted to point that out.
Other than the Operation Warp Speed, which really was a success of private industry, not Donald Trump, but I'll give him some credit. I'll give him some credit for it. I'm not going to give him credit for it.
I mean, people paint him to be Hitler. Like, it's kind of ridiculous.
I mean, Hitler's, look, you can't call him Hitler, but he is really attacking the foundation of our Republic right now. Okay. He is doing everything he can to undermine people's faith in the election, and that is just not right. He needs to just give it up and admit he lost and tell his supporters, maybe I'll be back in 4 years if he wants. So he's got every right to run again. He didn't serve two terms. But he doesn't have every right. He doesn't have every right to.
Bill O'Reilly, what he said about Trump, I kind of agree with it. Like, if you concede, you admit defeat. If he ends up, like, not, you know, getting in or whatever it may be, he doesn't have to concede. But, you know, if he steps down gracefully, you know, it's his right to.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I mean, he could be a whiny little, you know what, for the rest of his life if he wants. It's his right to be a big, fat baby. But it is ridiculous that he's doing it. And it is even more ridiculous. Forget about him. We've always known that this is how he would behave. But it's all of his enablers in Congress who know better, who continue to enable this behavior at the cost of potentially our republic. I mean, there's going to be a large portion of this country that never accepts the results of this election. How on earth are we going to live like that? I mean, you know, during the Weimar Republic in Germany, there was this whole conspiracy theory that the Germans didn't lose World War I. And they would blame the opposition party and Jews in Germany for perpetuating a lie about World War I. Are we going to do that here? I mean, I think our institutions are stronger here than they were in the Weimar Republic. We're not facing a depression, a global depression. At least I hope not. But it's not out of the question that we're going to have 4 years where 40% of Americans don't believe the results of the election. And that's not good. Let me go to Isaac in Far Rockaway. Isaac, how you doing?
You know, Chris, there are so many points I could bring up right now. I'm just going to start with the tip of the iceberg. But the religion thing that you, that religion should operate differently during a pandemic, I agree with you. But it was the states that put the restrictions on. And you know,
Isaac, I agree with you. I think that the state should have tried leading. And I, quite frankly, it would have been easier to lead if Trump was involved, too, if the president of the United States was involved, too. I think the president of the United States and the governors of the states should have all been on the same page about this. Not one side saying, oh, it's just all a hoax, don't worry about it. And the other side trying to save lives. And I think that the governors would have had an easier time convincing religious leaders to go along with it if the president was going along with it.
This is a constitutional right that's governed by the state.
Yeah, Isaac, that's exactly what I said. I said that, Isaac. I said, I don't like just the blanket, no, you can't have church, even though I don't go to church anymore. We have the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. I am an attorney. I don't think the state could just say, no, you can't have church. But I do think if the president was saying, hey, look, we've got to limit the size of gatherings, indoor gatherings particularly, you would have had some ability to lead religious leaders to a place where it was acceptable to not have these big church gatherings. 1-800-848-9222, 1-800-848-WABC. Let me go to Mike in Queens. Mike.
Yeah, hi, real quick. I've been tested twice, once in the spring and once right before Thanksgiving. So my sister said, I'm not going to let you in the house if you don't get tested for Thanksgiving. So, you know, I did, and I tested negative both times. What is the legal view on mandatory testing? Because I didn't know that only 30% of the U.S. public got tested for COVID-19 this year. I'm feeling like an idiot getting tested. Everybody else is running around screaming about this and that.
Mike, I don't think you can legally require somebody to get tested just in general, but I think that, you know, we're going to get to a point where you're going to have to get tested before you get on a plane. You're going to have to get tested before you go into certain buildings, or you're going to have to get vaccinated before you participate in certain activities. That's where we're going to go here.
You can refuse service. You don't have to force the person to get tested, but at the same time, you can legally refuse service.
You're never going to be forced to get tested. You're never going to be forced to get a vaccine. But there's going to be a situation, if you want to get on a plane in this country later next year, you're going to have to prove that you had a vaccination. I think that that's probably right, because you don't want to transmit it in a closed space. There are going to be certain corporations that if you work for them, they're going to require that you get a vaccination. And that's it. I mean, you're going to probably be required to be vaccinated to go to a college campus, especially a state-run college campus. Let me go to Pete in Piscataway. Pete.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. I got a question to yes or no, just to establish us on the same page.
Quick.
Did you see about a half a year ago on all the conservative shows, they had Joe Biden talking to the president of Ukraine saying, if you don't fire the prosecutor, you're not getting $1.5 billion.
That's not exactly what happened, Pete. And I'm not going to spend the last 2 minutes of my show explaining that to you because I have 2 minutes left on my show. And you're talking about something that's been explained 1,000 times by 1,000 people. And, you know, just look it up yourself, please. I'm not here to answer all your questions. 1-800-848-9222. Let me go to Mark in Newark.
Salut, Hans. C'est du bon boulot, là. Je suis très, très content. On est fatigué.
I have no idea what he was saying. I mean, it's all Greek to me, but that sounded French. So, you know, I got a bunch of calls here, and I just want to talk to you all for just a minute before I leave the air today. Rudy Giuliani, who's a host on this network, got COVID-19. I am going to pray for this guy that he doesn't die. I want him to live to see Trump knocked out of office, quite frankly. That should be the message you need. Take this seriously. But the other point I made earlier in the show, I'm going to make it again right now. Stop giving money to those people. They are grifting you. You can't afford it. They don't need it. President's supposed to be a billionaire. He's asking you for money for his legal defense. Give me a break. And when people start talking about pardons for Ivanka and Jared and the president himself, accepting a pardon is the acceptance and admission of guilt. America, seek the truth. Question everyone and everything, even me. Seek the truth. I know it's out there, and I know you'll find it if you look for it. I'm Chris Hahn. I'll be back again next week. Thanks for listening, America.
Of freedom. 1071 WLIR-FM, Hampton Bays, and 77 WABC, New York. News now.
Another member of President Trump's inner circle has the coronavirus. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. President Trump says his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive for COVID-19.